This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Pirates. And the fact that they are right now in a five-game losing skid. And, you know, the bottom line there is it happens. Toronto, the team that beat them last night, just came off a five-game losing skid. And regardless of who you are in baseball, you're going to go through those. The question is minimizing them. Can they do it? The problem right now, they can't hit. They're leaving too many men on base in that Tampa Bay series. You know, 15-4, they were outscored. Runners in scoring position stat was even worse, 1-21. And now Tampa, you know, just beat New York Yankees last night again. So they're 27-6. Everything they're doing is right now. They're hitting the ball long, running away with a home run leadership. They also run the bases well. They fundamentally are flawless, it seems, at times, and their pitching's outstanding. So what's not to like about them? And you wonder how big of a hole the Yankees can dig. They're 10 games back. I know it's May the 6th or whatever this is. Hitting slump. They're leaving runners on base. They have injury issues now. Andrew McCutchen yesterday before the game twisted his ankle to some degree. We don't know which. He was scratched from the game last night. And we find out Vince Velasquez, who's been one of their most efficient pitchers, is now on a 15-day disabled list. You wonder if that's going to be extended. Right elbow discomfort is never something good. We heard that from Mike Burrows. His season shut down. We heard that from, you know, JT Brubaker. His season shut down. Now Velasquez, how long will he be out? He's 4-3, a 3.06 ERA. Really good acquisition in free agency. So now they're going to have to dig deeper into their system and probably come up with somebody, whether that's Luis Ortiz. I don't know that Quinn Priester is ready to go, although his last outing was a good one. You know, bottom line is they're going to be tested here. And over the course of a season, you would expect that. And we'll see how deep their depth goes in terms of dealing with these sorts of injuries. But the Pirates are still in first place. As you heard Nick say, 20-13, they just keep benefiting by Milwaukee losing, and they blew another lead last night, so they're a game and a half back of the Pirates. Pirates are now 20-13. They were 20-8, and now five straight losses, 20-13. Milwaukee, 18-14. Cubs and Cincinnati, they are what they are. I don't worry about them. But St. Louis is the story of the National League Central. 10-23, they lost to Detroit yesterday. They are in a world of heaping problems right now. 10-23, that's difficult to overcome 13 games right like that. They're 10 games back. I'm not going to put it past them that they can't overcome that because they typically do. Their pitching's been bad. Hitting been erratic. Nolan Arenado got off to a terrible start. So those things will correct themselves, but how much can they dig a hole? How deep can it get before they really can't get out of it? But it's, first couple of months of the season, they go back and forth. We'll see where the Pirates are heading into June. But right now, May's not been off to a good start as they lost five games in a row. I'm the Fan. Hey, Jim.